This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Let's weave some entertainment into the day. Modesto's Central West Ballet is again this year in the Halloween spirit with the telling of Bram Stoker's horror classic Dracula in dance. This is a full-length ballet. It's being staged this weekend at the Gallo Center for the Arts in Modesto and then the following weekend in Tracy. In the studio with me is Central West Ballet Artistic Director, Mr. René Davalui. Hello, René.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, that almost sounded like Dracula. Also here is first soloist Lacey Elliston, who has the lead role of Lucy. Glad to have you here, Lacey.
Thank you for having me.
Do people mix that up, Lacey and Lucy? It's very close.
It is really close.
René, are you the Dracula fan who first proposed this and decided this is really something we need to bring to life in dance?
Well, I think it came out of a need of continuing an event that we had created with Legend of Sleepy Hollow back in 2015. And so that kind of Halloween type of ballet became something that the audiences were responding very well to. And so it was inevitable that the next step would be the ballet Dracula, which has been done by other companies. But and actually these days, there's a lot of Draculas going around. But we really took it on and decided to create something very original.
There was music then for other performances, but you composed the music, I believe, for this production.
Correct. Yes. I decided to really, and I had started also with Sleepy Hollow, but with Dracula, I really took that to the next level and created a full symphonic score. And today, you know, with the technology we have today, there's a lot of possibilities with virtual instruments and so forth. And so having a music background as well as dance, I was able to kind of create the entire vision of the work.
Lacey, your home is Louisville, Kentucky?
I lived in Louisville, Kentucky for 3 years, dancing with Louisville Ballet. I actually grew up in Sandy, Utah, which is just a little suburb off of Salt Lake City.
Tell me about this role and the expectations of an audience about Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Right. So the character of Lucy, she... You know, in the beginning, she is what everybody wants to be, you know, the it girl, so to speak. And something that both Renee and our ballet mistress, Leslie, have been really trying to instill in all of the girls that are playing Lucy is that, you know, when she does get bitten and has the transformation, it's really quite heartbreaking for the audience to see, you know, the it girl that everybody loves and wants to be so drastically changed at the end. And just, you know, portraying that part of the character and absolutely losing it on stage, you know, a la Giselle style, that I think will be one of the biggest things to take on, but also the most exciting and the most fun to act out.
Have you performed this role before?
I have not, no.
So again, I get back to the expectations, Renee, and because you staged this last year, there's a reason it's back again this year. I think the audiences embraced it. What feedback did you hear?
Well, first of all, last year it sold out. So even before they had seen anything, just the name itself, Dracula, really struck a chord with our audience. And so there was no question that we would repeat it this year. And it's a novel that really has gone into everyone's subconscious, really. And everyone knows about Dracula. There's so many movies that have been made on that novel that really, it fits itself perfectly to dance because there's so much sensuality that goes with it and so much storytelling. And you can do a lot with those characters on stage.
The performances are this Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th, at the Gallo Center for the Arts in Modesto. And then there is an additional show on Saturday, October 26th, at Grand Theater Center for the Arts in Tracy. We'll post a link that's got a little bit more about the particular ballet and also show times and details. It's interesting, though, that vampires have done a bit of a flip in pop culture to sort of a popular character, where Lucy's character, Lacey, might have been, as you described earlier, such a tragic character to have been bitten by a vampire. There might be some different takes on that now. Do you sense that? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
As far as, you know, having a story around Lucy and like a spinoff almost?
Well, the way pop culture sees vampires and werewolves and some of the creatures of the night now, it might have been before with sort of fear and distance. And maybe, you know, maybe people want to be Buffy the Vampire now.
Maybe. If we're going, you know, along the lines of the story and of the book, you know, this character, she ends up eating children and, you know, babies and things like that. And that's, I don't personally want to end up like that.
No, that's an awful part of the story.
Exactly, exactly. So if you're going along, you know, exactly word for word from the book, definitely not. You know, if it was, you know, a different interpretation where, you know, when you're a vampire, you have the extra strength and the, you know, the allure and, you know, the sexism and all of these other, not sexism, what is the word I'm looking for, but the sultriness, you know, like there are creatures that can, you know, conjure feelings in normal human beings that, you know, they get what they want and all of that. So in a sense, yes, maybe a little bit.
And that was the interesting thing about building the production and the ballet or choreographing the ballet is I really wanted to, first of all, be as close to the novel as possible, but really as far as conveying all the aspects of the story, I wanted the dancers to do it through movement. And so it's very much a story ballet, like a ballet, like a full-length ballet. But everything is done. For instance, there is no real blood on stage or anything like that or graphic situations. Yet it's extremely intense. Mm-hmm. And the dancers really, for example, Lucy's transformation into a vampire is really done almost like Japanese theater, you know. And so it has all the elements. And it's interesting that you brought up this point because there is that aspect today of having so many takes or versions on, for example, the theme of Dracula. Mm-hmm. And with everything we see in the movies, we really had to kind of blend in all these styles and all these ideas to make it something that the audience can really dig into. And I think that was partly the success of this production.
Is your music, your original music, played live or is it recorded?
It is played recorded.
Okay.
But it is fully symphonic and has a lot of flavors to it, such as Eastern European sounds, which really goes with tying in all that geography and, you know, the old Transylvania and everything.
Is the story fully told in dance? Is there any narration, singing, speaking?
Yes, the story is fully told in dance with the addition of narration, which really gives it kind of a multimedia feel. And in actuality, we also rely a lot on projections as well as set pieces to kind of blend everything. So the audience has both a live feel and a cinematic experience, so to speak.
Age appropriate. What do you think?
Yeah, it is parental guidance suggested. And we like to say that anywhere from minimum age would be 10 years old and above, you know. But it's really important that the parents realize that it is Dracula. And so it will have some thrills that are beyond certain ages.
Do you have an amazing scream?
An amazing Lacey. Scream.
Yes.
She has a great voice. Yeah,
we'll leave everybody wondering at that. Dracula, again, will be Friday and Saturday at the Gallo Center for the Arts in Modesto, and then on October 26th at the Grand Theater Center for the Arts in Tracy. And thank you again to Renee Davalui. Very glad to have you with us. And good luck to Lacey Elliston in the role of Lucy.
Thank you.
And that, again, is Modesto's Central West Ballet. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. We will post a link, again, to all the ballet information on our website. At 4:30 this afternoon, we have our live special Cap Radio presidential debate preview, and you will hear the debate live at 5 o'clock. I'm Beth Ruriak. Thanks for joining us.